When and why would you install interactive teller machines in your branches? What are the benefits? How do they transform your branch? Today, we try to answer the when and how around ITMs. How are they a good fit? I'm your host, Honey Shelton, and this is Training Matters.
Training Matters is brought to you by the Training Institute, dedicated to setting the standard for individuals responsible for training effectiveness in banks and credit unions across the country.
I'm joined today by two experts from Salin Bank in Indianapolis, Chuck Gearhart, Senior Vice President, and Jim Badger, Marketing Director. Chuck and Jim will answer some of the questions you have when you consider transforming your branches. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, honey. We appreciate that. You know, it has been a very exciting time. And typically, exciting doesn't go hand in hand with banking, but it has been a very exciting time for the industry and in more particular, Salin Bank. So we appreciate the opportunity.
And Jim, I want to welcome you as well. I'm glad that you could join us for the call today.
Thank you very much. It is exciting. You know, we always say that we are on the bleeding edge of technology, and there's been some pain with being on the bleeding edge of technology, but there's also been some gain. And we have really enjoyed being the first in Indiana to bring this new technology to the state. And we've gotten lots of accolades in the media and from our competitors as they follow suit and try to catch up with us, because it is exciting to be able to extend hours from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and that really gives us a competitive advantage. So we are really happy to talk about it.
Well, it sounds very courageous to me. I think myself and our listeners will be eager to learn more about how you made this decision, how it all worked. Chuck, I want to start with you, and why don't you give us an overview of who you are and what you do, where you do it. Tell us about Salin Bank, too.
Salin Bank, you know, began in 1983 with the idea of a local independently owned bank would do a better job of serving people and businesses than the national and regional bank chains. Our founder, Mr. William Salin Sr., founded the bank on this straightforward philosophy, and it continues to resonate with all of us today. Salin Bank is more than $800 million in assets with 20 banking centers in 10 Indiana counties. We've been recognized by one of the nation's leading bank rating and research firms, Bauer Financial, with a 5-star excellent rating on capital and leverage ratio, as well as Bankrate.com has also awarded the bank its safe and sound rating based on capitalization, asset quality, earnings, and liquidity. We're proud of this recognition, and all the employees at Salin Bank work hard each and every day to maintain our independence in this very competitive financial industry.
Well, I guess the simple response to all of that is wow, and I'm delighted that you gave us a bit of a preview about Salin Bank, because a lot of our listeners, when they describe how many locations or how many counties they serve or how many employees they have, are going to have some things in common with you. Jim, tell us about yourself and your role at Salin Bank.
Sure. I've been with Salin Bank over 7 years. Was on the forefront of helping bring this technology in as our retail group introduced the interactive video teller to Indiana. So we maximized that by using the media. A lot of interest and a lot of free publicity for the bank. The TV stations and newspapers had interviews with us, and our CEO at the time and board member, Bill Salin II. As Chuck mentioned, we are a family-owned bank, small community bank with 20 locations here in Indiana, and it was very different for a very small community bank to be on the forefront of introducing this technology to Indiana. I think we had a lot of jealous regional and national banks that looked at us and said, what is this little bank doing leading the way? Since we introduced this technology back in November 2013, we've had quite a few competitors playing catch up. So it's been fun, but that means we have to be ready for the next trend and the next advantage. So by extending our hours from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, a lot of our competitors are like going, okay, what can we do? So we have the, you know, the mobile banking, we have the online banking, but when people want to talk to someone live in person, they can go up, tap the screen, and there are our tellers, all based in Indianapolis, talking to them. And it's really interesting. The real aha moment when people see this technology is when they go and cash a check for $14.36, and the machine spits out the coins and the dollars to the penny. And people just don't realize the functionality of this type of technology until they experience it firsthand.
Well, that sounds so innovative. So you've talked about when you launched it. I'm curious, and I'm going to let you choose who's going to answer this. You both might want to be contributors to it. What brought this about? Why did you look at this solution, and what has it really done for your company?
One of our bank's guiding principles is, how does this help our clients? That's always the forefront of everything we do. You know, I spent some time, as many bankers do, collaborating, engaging others, as well as visiting conferences to see what's new in the industry. Before we introduced and implemented ITMs, or what we're calling Sale and Live Banking for us, it probably was a good two and a half years researching this product that I saw at a banking conference. This technology started out as a, what I would call a credit union driven model, because the units only were able to take one bill or one check at a time. And banks, in particular, Salem Bank is more of a commercial bank, and that would not have worked for our clients. So through the years, I kept it on my radar, kept researching it, kept the ownership and the executive team apprised. And lo and behold, as technology continues to move ahead, our ITMs enhance and have the ability to take 40 to 50 items in one interaction. So that's when we decided to implement. We decided to implement slow, test the waters at our corporate office here in Indianapolis and another location locally, and have grown to expand up into 41 units in each of our locations that has a Sale and Live Banker. With that guiding principle, what's in it for the client? We were able to provide those more, what I would call, hands-on customer experiences. We took the transaction out of the banker's hand and moved them to our Sale and Live Banking unit. That provided our employees to have more engagement, more conversations with customers as they come in, and really try to uncover how can we best help them with their financial needs.
Well, that is really impressive that you saw it early. Do you want to talk about your role in this? I mean, you talked about, Chuck, that you were on the lookout. What exactly do you do for the company, and who owns it? How's it managed for the company?
Great question. So I've been with the bank for 10 years and have had various roles in my 10-year tenure. Always on the retail and the small business side. And so this delivery channel, and we do call it a specific delivery channel of Sale and Live Banking, reports up through the retail side. And, you know, realistically, this group handles all of our video calls, which comes through Sale and Live Banking, as well as all of our call center calls. So with those amount of calls, you know, we get over 40,000 voice calls through our call center a month. And over, I would probably say right now, as I'm looking at some data through June, over about 35,000 total transactions through our Sale and Live Banking delivery channel. So they are constantly customer engaging As Jim shared with you earlier, from the hours of 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, they are consistently talking to customers each and every hour of the day. So if you can imagine a banker sitting there in their seat speaking to customers, you know, one after the other after the next, we looked at that group, honey, and tried to make them not insulated from the organization, but provide some special things to keep them fresh, to keep their personalities, you know, at the forefront of that customer engagement. So what we did for this specific group is they have their own area in the bank that is particular for them, that has their own break room and special things so they can decompress after handling all those transactions. So it's a fun group that, you know, really gives the pulse of the organization because they are talking to the majority of our clients each and every day.
Chuck, I'd really like to direct this last question to you. Thinking about your experience with this important transformation that sounds like it worked wonderful for Salem Bank, what advice would you give to another financial institution that might want to consider replicating some of the strategy that you've done? What would you do different, and what would you encourage another company like yours to do before they go forward with interactive video teller?
You know, great question, honey. And, you know, as business professionals, you know, I find it good common practice to always play that Monday evening quarterback and look back to say, hey, what would you do differently? And with this endeavor of rolling out this new technology, you know, one piece of advice I would definitely recommend involving your IT support and your telephone provider in your market. What we found is the bandwidth capabilities, which is a critical piece to delivering a streamlined customer interaction, a streamlined customer experience, is critical. So really involving those individuals to ensure that you can provide that customer experience at its highest level. You know, I am not the smartest as it comes to the IT side and really relied on my business partners for that. And with the ever-changing capacity of how things run was critical. But these units, these machines take a lot of bandwidth and make sure that there is enough of it to provide that customer interaction. It's video, and it takes up a lot of bandwidth on that one. So that would be the first thing I would definitely recommend. And then two would be really look at your facility standpoint where you're going to deploy these items and see about the design to eliminate the customer confusion as well as banker confusion. And if I can go into a little bit on that, you know, we all have traditional settings, that hard teller line. Well, when you are redesigning your way you conduct your business through the interactive teller units, you want to pull out those obstacles for customers and your bankers. So we look back and really had to design the internal of the banking center to provide less confusion for our customers and our bankers in order to provide that customer experience. So those would be the two critical points involving your IT and your telephonic provider, as well as to make sure you get a good design of your facilities to facilitate that customer experience.
I so appreciate both of you sharing your experience and outcomes when you made this major strategy change. I want to thank you for that. And Chuck, I'm going to let you respond. Any last comments that you have before we wrap up?
You know, thank you, honey. It has been an exciting endeavor introducing new ways to enhance banking, which is probably hard to believe. People think banking, that's boring, but with our interactive technology, our Salem Live Banking, it really has enhanced the customer experience. And as I had said before, you know, one of our guiding principles is how does this help our clients? And we feel with Salem Live Banking, the extended hours, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., and the fun things we've got going here at Salem Live Banking and all our employees, It was a great endeavor and appreciate the support of the organization and look forward to many more fun and progressive years in the future.
Well, thank you again, both of you, for allowing me the opportunity to interview with you. And this concludes today's episode of Training Matters.
You've been listening to Training Matters with Honey Shelton.